And the timing on that turned out to be perfect. We can now go right into 611.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County Department of Community Justice in the amount of $206,000 to conduct general heavy brushing and cleanup work.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. And if I can invite our presenters to come forward, thank you. You know, I've, as you all know, been on the council. This is my 11th year, and periodically we have had ordinances like this come forward, particularly when I was in charge of parks, for using the crews from the Community Justice Program or the Corrections Programs to do tasks for different bureaus. And so when this one came forward for the Water Bureau, I pulled it back because I wanted to find out more about what the program is, who does it, how does it work, and why is it that the city is investing taxpayer or ratepayer dollars in these work crews? Is it equitable and in fact restorative justice? And so I'm really pleased to introduce this presentation. Chris Warner of the Portland Water Bureau and Darren Peters of the Department of Community Justice. And one more person.
Slight change. Commissioner, my name is Stu Walker. I'm a senior manager with Department of Community Justice.
You obviously know are fully prepared to take it away. Please do so. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you for having us. My name is Lisa Lewis, senior manager with Department of Community Justice. And I am here just to talk about the IGA and how we, our partnership with the City of Portland, the Water Bureau, for many years now with community service with both our adult and our juvenile divisions. So we have had, my understanding is that we are, the contract that the IGA that's up for renewal right now is with our adult services division, in which we work 2 days a week for the Water Bureau with community service. Water Bureau is one of the many jobs that community service through Department of Community Justice goes to every week. We normally we work 7 days a week. We have crew leaders who are employed by Multnomah County, highly trained crew leaders who take our crews out to a variety of sites, Water Bureau being one of them, and work on whatever jobs they might have at the Water Bureau, but in a safe manner, teaching job skills and having a pseudo type of job environment. It is an alternative to incarceration, so it's used on both the front end from the courts in sentencing, and it's used for us in community justice as a sanction for behavior.
So these are people who've been found guilty of a crime, and instead of going to prison, they get sent to community service.
That is one option of how it works. Instead of going to jail, you would have community service. Sometimes it is a small amount of jail and some community service. There are formal probations, bench probations that also we also serve, bench probations, community court, and then our own Department of Community Justice clients.
And this is scheduled so that people who have other jobs can do the job but and then do their community service at other times?
Absolutely. We run crews 7 days a week. We ask that for people, if possible, to commit to 1 day a week to enable to start and be able to get hours done. However, we're very accommodating. We have a variety of different types of work sites, so because not everyone can work at every type of work site, so we make a point to be accommodating.
I think it's worth noting that this is part of a larger case planning that we do with our clients, probably specifically to get to some of the concerns that you have. We want people that come to community supervision to exit the program with pro-social skills that are going to allow them to make the decisions when nobody's watching, that are going to take them out of the system and not lead them back into the system. So to that end, we're going to encourage folks to develop good employment, both the skills and the actual employment during supervision with us. So this is a piece of that puzzle. We'll also have fairly large contracts with employment services to really start at the ground level and look at education, look at prior experience, to work and develop the skills and put the person in the place to get more than just a basic entry-level job. We want to set goals for above minimum wage with preferably benefits that are going to come with that job, and the skills to advance in a position, not just a minimum wage entry-level job. So this is a piece of that puzzle, which is really our focus in restorative justice, is a whole comprehensive wraparound service package that the officers and other classifications within the agency are going to develop so we can get to that goal. And it's not always the easiest goal. The population that we serve comes with a lot of previous history and oftentimes a lot of barriers. And we know that if we continue to put barriers in front of them by only making something available on a limited basis, we're just not going to be able to get them what they need to be successful. And it's not a big surprise. The more barriers we put in place, probably the more people we put in custody. And that's really, as a tenet of behavior change, it's not a very good practice to really change behavior. You know, we as an agency use jail for two reasons. Very, very short periods of jail for behavior change and longer periods of jail to promote public safety when we really have concerns about folks in the community. This is one of the range of sanctions that we can use outside of jail to get people in the right place at the right time with the right services so we'd have the best chance of long-term behavior change, which is our ultimate goal.
Thank you. And my understanding is people get paid minimum wage and that money goes to the victim, to where they have reparations to be made to the victim. Can you talk about that?
So community service by statute is not paid. So there's two types. We run two different types of services through our community service. So the community service piece is not paid. What we do have, and we've had it on the juvenile side for quite some time, and we've recently started on the adult side, is a restitution crew, which would not be community service. It's not used as a sanction. It's not something that is sentenced. It is the ability to come and work on a crew, and then what the county will do is pay directly to the court for restitution.
And the folks who are employed through the Water Bureau, are they eligible to participate in that program?
Absolutely, although many times who we have that comes will go and work at the Water Bureau are oftentimes people that are sentenced or sanctioned. It ends up being to where it is one pot of money, but it's generally not our restitution crew, is the Water Bureau.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you. And Chris Warner, what's your experience been with the crews that have done this over the years?
So we've been working with the county community justice folks for actually a couple decades now, and my recollection is correct. And it's been a very successful program, not only in what they do for the folks that they are representing, but from the Bureau's perspective, it's a very cost-effective way, if you're just looking at the efficiencies, of getting the work done out there. So we've become very very well coordinated with the county and their crews, and it's a very effective method of getting some of the work done that we would not be capable of doing otherwise.
So it's not taking city jobs?
Pardon me?
It's not taking jobs from city workers?
Oh, no, not at all. This is recognized by the unions and others as being an effective method of getting work done that we don't have the crews to do necessarily. So it's been promoted not only by management but by the union as well.
Thank you. Colleagues, do you have any questions?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate your explanation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one signed up.
Anybody like to testify? Very good. Anything else before we move this on?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very good. Great presentation. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.